out there. This is Lady Lovin'. I'm Lo, and I have Greta and Jilly with me, and we are so, so excited to welcome you to our first podcast ever. Round of applause. Yay!
Yay!
Clap, Jilly.
Yay.
Clap for the ladies in the back. Okay.
I only clap when the airplane lands.
You're one of those?
No.
That's actually such a personality type.
I know.
It really is. And people who clap at the end of movies.
I can't.
Not one of those. I exit.
All right. Anyway, we want to welcome you guys to the show. We are so, so excited to have you. As I said, this is our first podcast ever and our first episode of Lady Lovin'. Lady Lovin' is the show where I get together with my best friends and we gossip about what's on our minds, mostly about boys and relationships and what's going on in our day-to-day lives here in New York City and the things that y'all care about.
Yes.
Jilly, do you have anything to add to that?
I think that's a really good summary.
Okay, perfect. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. Let's kick this week off by checking in. How's your week going, Jill?
My week is going great. I had a lovely weekend in the Hamptons. Oh, yeah. Where,
ooh.
You know, I got pretty fancy.
You're so fancy.
It was fancy. I drank some rosé.
Obviously.
Before 5 p.m. So things got like really crazy.
Bad girl.
That's about it. Nothing exciting happened to me. It was pretty tame.
That's good.
So like a neutral week.
Very neutral for me.
Greta, did you have a best week or a worst week ever?
I've had a pretty, you know, I had an okay week. I feel like I'm just like emotionally going through it. It's summer. I'm hot all the time. I'm swollen all the time. I feel like a bunch of all these guys that I've been talking to, I feel like they're all like ignoring me now, which is not a reason for me to like be unhappy because they can all go die. But
maybe they're on vacation.
Maybe it's because of maybe it's because of your summer cankles. You said you were bloated.
I know, but I think, I don't know, it's annoying me. I also think that I'm just too powerful for all of them. So maybe they recognize that and just know that they can't like step up to the plate.
But are these dudes who are like texting you, or you're texting them and they're not texting you back? Or like, what do you mean you're getting like blown
like,
off?
Like they used to, you know, when like someone hits you up all the time and then they just like stop hitting you up, you're like, what happened?
Well, did you act interested, or are you only interested now?
Maybe I'm only interested now.
You're only interested because you're cold.
I know, because you always know what you can't have.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah.
It's so true.
It's okay. You just need to move on to a fresh batch.
Yeah.
I know.
Start over.
I know.
Clear the roster.
I'm going to. I am now. I mean, the roster was cleared for me, so.
The roster's been cleared. It's time for some new ones. You just got to go to the local juice shop and pick up some hotties.
Listen.
Did you say the local juice shop?
I did.
Did that once. She's not going to do it again.
What is that?
The
is
local that juice shop? Thing? Just like your juice shop near your apartment?
Like your local juice shop.
I thought you said juice shop.
I'm like, you know, just your local.
They don't...
I just got to go to my synagogue.
No, yeah.
They stopped selling Jews like a few years ago.
Okay,
so.
Got it.
Just your local juice shop. You know.
Just your local juice
to get them pressed greens, baby.
Yeah.
Lo, how has your week been?
I had a pretty good week. I would consider this to be a best week ever. I was delivery. So I'm having a best week ever moment, I think.
What's happening?
I was, not to like show off or anything, but I was invited by the White House to come for a private tour. They just changed their photography policy for the first time in 40 years or something. So previously when you would go on tours of the White House, you couldn't take any photos inside, and they changed their policy, so now you can. So they invited 40-ish digital media influencers to come cover the event. So we got to go in the White House and see special rooms and like go into places that you're not normally allowed to go, and I got to hang out with Bo Obama.
Ooh,
that's so cool.
It was really rad. It made me feel like a patriot, and like you don't feel that way that often as an American.
Yeah.
Because there's just so much like so many shit shows in this country who just make a mockery of everything that we do. So it was really cool to be there. And I got to see Marine One take off with the president in it.
That's on dope.
The South Lawn of the White House. It was really cool. I'm not going to lie. Cool. And my boyfriend and I went on a private tour of the West Wing, got to like check out the Oval Office. So it was really cool. It was a once in a lifetime opportunity and definitely made my week.
Well, Lo is going to be having worse weeks from here on out for the rest of her life because like nothing will be as cool as that ever. Most importantly, Bo Obama will never.
I know. Can we talk about that? How did he smell?
It's a hashtag now, Lo and Bo. I put it on Instagram.
Aww. Amazing.
It got a lot of likes.
Did you take a photo with the dog?
Yeah, it's on my Instagram.
Oh my gosh, what kind of dog is it? I don't even know.
It's a Portuguese water dog.
Yeah, it's a Portuguese water dog.
Know your breeds, baby.
I don't.
The dogs are so well trained. So, okay. So there's two
dogs. How many dogs are there?
There's Bo. There too. And then there's another dog that I didn't know the name. And the dogs have a dog trainer that basically like takes care of the dogs. And he just walks them around the White House, like takes them on walks and stuff. They are the most well-trained dogs I think I've ever encountered. I don't know why I expected anything different than that. But literally, when you walk into the White House for the White House tour, he was taking him down that hallway to like go out for a little pee-pee. And I just was amazed that they were there. But it was part of our tour because they wanted to give us access to stuff that
no one's ever seen.
That only the dogs can go to.
The other dog's name is...
That's pretty cool.
The other dog's name is Sunny.
Sunny, that's
cute. Sunny and Bo Obama.
That's cute.
What I want to know is how did that dog trainer person get that gig?
A lot of practice.
I just want to know
what college did he go to?
I want to know because I'm trying to do that.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. Honestly, to get any job in the administration that's cool like that, how do you even do that?
I don't know. I really don't know, honestly.
I guess you Google who did
Craigslist.
It before. You Google who did it before and then you follow in their footsteps.
Yeah. I'm going to make fake Craigslist posts now. Like, White House wanted babysitter, nanny.
By the way, do you guys know that Malia Obama is interning on Girls?
I saw that.
Yes. Now?
There's, like, photos of her getting, like, Starbucks for the crew.
She better work.
She's a little intern.
She better work, girl.
She's so tall and beautiful.
I know. Both of them are gorgeous.
I also read that her job is to, like, you know how when they're doing production in New York City and they are like, excuse me, ma'am, can you please walk on the other side?
Yeah,
the sidewalk.
PA.
Exactly. Like when I was walking here, Greta, man who was such a jerk told me, and I was on the phone and he was like, can you walk over there? And I was on the phone and I was like, what do you mean? This sidewalk's closed? He was like, yeah, that's exactly what I mean. I'm pointing over there. And I told him to eat shit and then I crossed the street.
Honestly.
Did you really say eat shit?
He was being so rude.
I haven't heard someone say that in so long.
He was being so, so rude. And I just was fed
what
up
a line.
By
eat
him.
Shit.
I know, that's mean. But also, if you give any person like an earpiece and a clipboard, they power trip so hard, it's crazy. It's
that's
like
true.
Fucking calm down, okay? It's like it's a clipboard and an earpiece, and I guarantee no one's talking to you right now, and you are just power tripping on my ass.
Yeah, all you're doing is blocking pedestrian traffic on like Houston.
They've also been filming this shit outside of my apartment.
What show are they filming?
It's a show called Violet.
Wow.
I think it's on Hulu. I hope it's good because they've been filming it outside of my apartment for the past like 6 months.
There's this place in the Meatpacking that they're filming at, and there's so many tourists over there, like by the Chelsea Market and the Gainsborough Market. And they keep walking up to it thinking it's a restaurant, but it's actually like a fake set. So, like, there's all these tourists that are like, we'd love to eat here. And they're like, actually, no, this is like not real. And they're like, what?
That's amazing. That's
they're like, really they're, funny. And they also like don't speak English that well because they're from different countries. So they're like, we don't get it.
I think that you should make like a fake Yelp review.
I know.
That would be really funny. So people could look it up.
Yeah. Like, I ate here and it was shit.
Exactly.
I think I came to eat here and they denied me service.
Yeah. Or like, their meatballs sucked.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Well, it sounds like everybody's having like a moderately decent week besides you.
I actually, I had dinner with my uncle last night and I had the best time ever because I always have the best time with my uncle. But we went to this bar after dinner. That's one of my favorite bars in New York on the Upper East Side.
What's it called?
I don't want to say it because it's the secret spot where I take the secret boys.
You go there with your uncle and the secret boys?
Well, this is an intro into our topic of the week.
Okay, let's hear it. Continue.
This week, our topic is cheating.
Oh, yeah. Is it a bar for cheaters?
It's a bar where when I, you know, was seeing this guy that later turned out to have a girlfriend, I told him about it and he like really wanted to go. And in hindsight, he just really wanted to go because it was on the Upper East Side and he knew that no one he knew would ever be
there. Oh, I understand.
Wow. Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, you get it, girl.
Okay, I follow you.
Actually, you just really liked the food.
Okay. I know. I remember.
All right, Lo.
I remember. But I'll tell you guys what it's called because it's one of my favorite places ever. It's called Donahue's.
Okay.
I love it. I'll take you guys there.
On the Upper West Side? Upper East.
Do other people bring people they're cheating with there and you've just observed it? Or have you just like...
No, but I think it would be like the kind of bar as a young person that like you could go to unless you lived up there. You could go there with someone and like never be caught.
Yeah. Right.
The bartender there, the woman who bartends there, there's a photo of her father who had the bar and her great-grandfather who had the bar. So this bar is just this, like, old-ass bar on the Upper East Side that has all these, like, Upper East Side locals that go and, like, eat meatloaf and shit.
All right, well, cheaters. Let's get back to that topic.
But I was going to ask, like, how do you know if you're being cheated on? What are the telltale signs? I feel like, to me, it's like if somebody just starts behaving in a different way, because you know once you spend enough time with somebody, how they are generally, like if they're pretty friendly every day or whatever, and if they just do like a night and day personality switch on you, I feel like that's a telltale sign that there's something going on.
I think it depends on like what level of psycho you're dealing with. Okay. You know, because I think that you can have some people that are like really honest people that just happen to like meet another person and they cheat and then they freak out and then they get all guilty acting. Then they become too nice, you know, because they know that they've done something wrong.
Right.
And then they like kiss your ass and like do shit for you. But then you have serial cheaters that are just like sociopaths and act like nothing's wrong ever.
Yeah.
I feel like there's like different levels of the type of cheater. Like there's someone that will like cheat on their girlfriend and stay with them and like do it with a bunch of other girls and like it's just nothing. He just like wants to taste something else for the night. And then there's the like cheater that does it once and feels like shit and like maybe never does it again. And then there's one that like does it and then like breaks up with the girl and like moves on. You know what I mean? So I think it just depends on like which type of guy or girl you're dealing with.
Depends on how big a sociopath you are.
Right.
Yeah.
But
at the end of the day.
I mean, have you guys ever cheated?
Yeah. I have cheated more times than I would like to say. I've cheated a bunch. And, you know, I have a family history of cheating.
Listen, it's you like, can't blame you know, it on your family. No. Come on, girl.
Greta's like, it runs in the family.
Like, it runs in my blood, okay?
No. I'm not trying to, like, point you out.
No, I mean, yeah, I've definitely cheated a lot. I've cheated a lot.
Really?
Yeah, I have. And, you know, I don't know why I have, but I have. Like, it's not that I didn't love the person that I was with, because I definitely did. I don't know. I just did it.
It just wasn't right.
But I will say this. I have never had, like, an affair. You know what I mean? I've never had a boyfriend and also have been full dating another dude. You know, yeah, I've like, never done that.
You've never done stage three.
No, I've only ever, like, fucked around occasionally with someone else.
Do you think you do it because it just feels good? Because it's like a release? It's like something different than what you're used to?
Yeah, it's like naughty. It's like you know it's bad, but it feels good. And also like sometimes if you're feeling just like insecure and like sometimes for me, like I definitely grapple with my like security in my relationship, you know, and
it gives you some kind of like confidence that somebody else wants you. You're still like attractive to other people.
Right.
Day, right. It's some kind of, what's the right word? Not a confirmation, but it just
like an affirmation.
It's an affirmation, I guess. But after you do it,
I feel like
can
shit.
You hide your guilt? Like, that's so hard. I cheated once and I broke up with a guy like 2 days later because I just could not handle it.
Well, once I kind of realized that like that guilt feeling was not there, that's when I knew that I had to like break up with the person
yeah,
that I was with.
Yeah, you're like, I feel nothing. So this is like not who I should be with.
Yeah. And
oh, damn, girl.
I know, boo. It's true. I think that, like, I would like to think that cheating is something that I've gotten out of my system. I would like to think that the next person that I'm in a relationship with, like, a serious relationship with, that I wouldn't do that. And I feel like I'm maturing enough now to be like, okay, well, if I want to cheat on this person, why? Maybe I should break up with them. Because
for sure.
having just been
work you're the buddy. Mistress.
Yeah, having been the mistress like just a month ago, I realized like, fuck.
No one wants to be the mistress.
No one wants to be the mistress. Yeah. Well, there are perks to being the mistress. Like, you get the best of the person a lot of the time. They just want to have sex all the time. They want to, like, do these things they don't normally do in a relationship. But when I look at that guy now and, like, see him in his relationship, I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
So you're cheating mostly for fun because you haven't found the person that you feel like you, like, want to commit to yet.
I also feel like... And the next man or woman that you go for, whoever it might be,
human,
you should just like ask yourself, you're like, do I like this person enough or am I going to cheat on them? And like, that's your, you'll be able to tell if yeah, you actually should you be with them.
You don't know right away.
Yeah.
Like not right away, answer... but I mean like, you know, you can figure it out pretty soon.
There has been this person in my life for literally the past 13 years that I have hooked up with every Christmas time. Like, ever in eternity.
Do you only see him on Christmas?
Yes.
Why?
Where does he live?
China?
Yeah.
Like, what?
He lives...
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I see him in Pennsylvania. But he lives right now in Minnesota because he's in law school.
Okay.
And I always think about, like, when will that ever stop? You know what I mean? Well, it didn't happen this past winter because I had a boyfriend.
But have you cheated on your boyfriends with this guy?
I've cheated on my boyfriends, past tense plural, with right. this guy. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what I mean.
But this is like an example of someone where it literally means nothing and I love him so much as a friend, but like, you know,
it's just routine.
It's just routine.
It's your Christmas get down.
It's my Christmas boogie woogie, baby. And she went, I don't know when that will stop. I will say, I think more women feel this way than men. Like, the difference between, like, emotionally cheating and physically cheating. I think all of my times cheating have been physical and, like, not really emotional.
I've done a lot of emotional cheating.
Yeah, I've done emotional cheating, but not physical.
So what do you think is worse, though? You know, like, what if you found out that your boyfriend was, like, fully disclosing his emotional self to another person?
So, okay, I'm in a really serious relationship right now and in a relationship where no kind of cheating is tolerated. Like, I would not tolerate that from my boyfriend, but I also wouldn't tolerate it from myself. We both went into the relationship being really open and honest about who we are and, like, holding those values in really high regard. Like, I think that this guy is the one, and I don't want to mark our record in any way.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that's because you really love him.
I really do.
Which is awesome.
I really, really love him, and I have finally reached a point in my life, or I'm finally in the relationship that really matters the most to me, where other people just don't matter anymore. And I'm strong enough to just look at my phone and to just, like, not respond and to just not care. Whereas in previous relationships where I cared about the person way less,
yeah,
or I had some kind of doubt, I engaged in that kind of behavior because it felt good, because it felt like there was something missing in my relationship. So in this relationship that I'm currently in, I feel really fulfilled. I don't feel the need to go outside for any kind of, like, good feelings.
What do you think is different about your relationship right now than any of your past relationships?
Honestly, we started our relationship just having a really open line of communication. I should thank my therapist more than anybody else. It's one of the first relationships where I've really practiced just being open and honest. And we just started our relationship in that way. So we talk about stuff that's going on. We talk about our day, whether it's good or bad. And it has allowed us to reach a point where when we have a conversation, it's just not a big deal. We're just talking. And so having a talk doesn't feel like this big, scary,
like a daunting thing
that you have to worry about. And so it's enabled us to talk about the things that are just going on, good or bad, up or down. And it makes for a really, really good relationship. It's like, I just know where I stand.
That's amazing.
See, then, like, in that kind of relationship, like, I wouldn't want to cheat.
Yeah, no, I just haven't had that.
Yeah, so I know. Like, whatever. For me, I'm like, you pissed me off. I'm going to call this person and see what's up.
For me, it's like, I was in this relationship and I didn't feel like my emotions were being taken care of, or I didn't feel like I was being heard. And so, like, I emotionally cheated because other people were giving that to me.
Right.
But, like, I think it's like, if you have that, you just probably don't want to.
Yeah.
I think so too. I think also, if you find yourself in that pattern, if you're cheating, if you're like talking to a lot of other people a lot, or you're dating people who are like that, it means that you both have one foot out the door emotionally.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're already gone.
You're not ready to commit, and you attract the same energy that you put out there.
Yeah, right? I totally agree. I really agree that like what you put out is what you get. But you know what I think is bullshit? And I was talking to my dad about this fucking dude that I was his mistress. I was like, you know, it just pisses me off because I feel like I had no, like, say, you know, like I had no closure, no say, no nothing. It was like literally we went out to dinner and then the next day he just like stopped talking to me and then proceeded to lie to me about being in a relationship. But
what a pansy, man.
What my dad said to me, which I think is bullshit, is that this guy needed to do this in order to repair his relationship with his girlfriend.
No, I think what? That's so fucked up. I do not agree with that at all.
Disagree strongly.
Yeah. I know. I was like, Dad.
No.
You would.
I think the reason why you didn't have closure going back to that is just because, like, he didn't respect you.
I know.
You know what I mean? And I think that's the problem with being the mistress is, like, there's a different level of, like, respect. That's not, like, you deserve way more than that. But I do not agree with your father.
No, me either. I don't know. I just think I want to see this guy and just, like, fucking punch him in the balls.
Yeah, but there's no point.
I know.
I think with a lot of relationships, when people cheat, it's like, imagine your relationship as, like, a balloon that just keeps getting filled with hot air, and at some point it has to pop so that you can reset it. And maybe that's what your dad meant, but I don't think that cheating is the answer there.
No, me either.
I feel like that guy's just gonna go cheat with someone else.
1,000%. Oh, wait,
in a fight or something, and you like figure your shit out. You don't go have a mistress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, back to how you know if your man is cheating or your woman is cheating, you fucking look at their phone.
That's what like, I'm
just
saying.
Like, go through their shit. I'm crazy. So I'm going to know your phone code in the first hour we hang
honestly,
out.
Honestly, like, I dated this guy and, like, he didn't tell me the password to his phone. And, like, I'm not crazy like that. Like, I've never, like, looked at emails or anything like that. But, like, he didn't feel comfortable giving me his, like, password. And I'm like, that's a problem.
That's because, a
like,
red flag.
I'm an open person. Yeah. Like, if you don't, like, what do you think I'm going to do? Like,
maybe it's just, like, embarrassing apps and or browser history. Who knows?
Whatever.
I'll tell you guys why I cheated. So, couple years ago, I was in my early 20s. I was in a pretty serious relationship. And before that, I was dumped by somebody who I was like obsessed with. But
was that the person that you cheated on your man with?
Yes. You're so right.
I was there.
Jill was there. You were there. Jill
it was at my
there.
Apartment. I was like, this is my apartment.
It was outside your apartment in your hallway. You're so right.
I remember.
Okay, so I was dumped by this guy, and he's like the number one player on the earth. It was the first time I was dumped, and so I was really sad, and I was not able to emotionally let go because I was a child, as these things happen. And so I got into this next relationship, and I really loved this guy. He was great. He like wanted to like do the whole thing, and I just could not get this other guy out of my mind. So I was pretty stubborn about it, though. So I did not speak to my ex for like a year and a half after he dumped me while I was dating this guy. I never responded to a single phone call, a single text message. So I'm sitting in the Las Vegas airport flying back to LA when I lived on the West Coast alone from a party or something. And across the terminal is my ex-boyfriend. And we like spot each other and we are on the same fucking Southwest flight back to LA. I get on the plane first, he gets on, and I've not seen him in so long. And he's like, hi, can I sit here? And he sat next to me. And that was like the start
of Southwest.
Yeah. Exactly. So that was like the start of this like relationship outside of my relationship. And it was so terrifying, but it like felt so good. It terrifies me that like you can feel things like this. And it took me so long to end up getting over this guy, but he literally played me for years and years and years and years. And he totally was cheating on me. One time when we were actually dating, I got to his house and there was a bunch of trash in his trash can and there was a used condom wrapper in it, but no condom, just the used condom wrapper. And I freaked out and he was like, what's wrong? And I was like, there's a fucking condom wrapper in your trash can. And he was like, that's old. I was just cleaning out my desk drawers. Like, you know, I have condoms. I used to date other people. And I was stupid enough at that point to just be like, okay.
See, I disagree. I disagree because I think that if you didn't love him and weren't so into the situation, you would have been like, you're a fucking liar. And I know that that's not true. Like, if you searched in your heart of hearts, you would have known.
Of course.
That that's not true. But when you love someone, you know, you turn a blind eye. Like, that's just how it is because you love them and you want it to work out and you want to think that they wouldn't do that to you.
Exactly. But that's what I mean. In retrospect, obviously this guy was cheating on me, but in the moment I just could not bring myself to face the situation, and it was easier to just stay in the dark than it was to face the reality.
Do you think it's because you knew that it was eventually going to be over, but you just didn't want it to be over yet?
I think it's entirely possible because obviously, like, this relationship was going nowhere fast for the long term. And like, I just really was so into him that I didn't want it to end.
But that's that shit when you get like so you're like blinded by lust, you know?
Yeah,
it's like when you get so into someone, you just like can't even, like, they can do no wrong.
Yeah, I was blinded by his hot body for years.
Yeah.
It was very troubling.
That's how I felt about the guy that I was a mistress to. He was like, I was just really attracted to him for some reason.
I think it's like, is it mostly a physical attraction?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you 100%.
Cheat? I've never
cheated. Unfortunately.
Have you? No, that's good, Jilly.
No, that's good.
I've never been cheated on. No.
Jilly, that's great. And that should never change.
It won't, guys. Don't worry.
Good.
No, honestly, like, going through this experience, I have to say, I don't think it's a lesson that you need to learn.
I agree.
Like, I think that you can just totally skip this and you can be fulfilled in your relationship and be happy. And if you don't have to go through the hurt and pain of being cheated on and or be the asshole that does it, just skip it entirely.
Also, I really do think that if you feel the urge to cheat, first, like, think critically why. Whether it's you're, like, not having sex in your relationship or something in your relationship is wrong. And then, like, try and communicate with your partner. And then if that doesn't work, then you should probably break up.
It's, like, the same thing as when you have a disease. Like, you have to find out what's causing the disease. You can't just, like, take pills. And that, my friends, is exactly what cheating is.
That's a good one, Jilly Beans.
I think that's true. I think that's real.
It
that's
is. Good.
I'm not going to be your pill for your disease.
It was the juice.
But wait, what if you find out that one of your friends is being cheated on?
Here's the thing. That's the worst. I've known that.
And what did you do? Did you tell them or not?
It's happened in multiple situations where
Has it been
me
ever?
No.
Oh. Would you tell me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for everyone listening, Lo and I, this is Jilly speaking, and Lo and I have known each other since we were like 7. So we've been through a lot.
Jill always forgets, but I know what the count is.
Like, we've known each other for what?
It's been 21 years now.
But no, Lo, I've never known anyone to cheat on you, but I have known, and I guess it just depends. It's like, one time I said something to the guy and I was like, you know what, like, I know and you should say something, and then they did, and they broke up. And then another time I just didn't know the person that well. It wasn't my place to be. I didn't know if they were cheating as well. I just like was like, I'm not getting involved.
It's so wholly uncomfortable to be
100%
in the position of knowing.
Ugh. Well, the worst too is then when you tell your friend and they get pissed at you for telling them, and you're like, I'm just trying to be like a good friend to you, and I think that's
that sucks.
What a good friend would do. And then like they get mad at you for saying that their fucking significant other was cheating on them.
I think it's going to be a lot harder if that happens like in our like 30s and 40s when there's like kids involved and like people
that enters a whole new world.
For sure. It's like, then do you say something? Like at this age, yeah, probably. But like when we get older, like what?
Yeah. I feel like it's so easy in this day and age to find out if you're being cheated on.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Well,
if you have a hunch, all you have to do is look.
Yeah, maybe. And the other thing is,
dude, all you have to do is look on Instagram. I'm sorry.
Or
look at who that person follows and who follows them and the photos they're liking and all of their social media activity. And like, people leave trails.
I recently
all over the place.
I recently hooked up with this guy, and then I looked at his Instagram the next day, and I was like, he fully has a girlfriend and didn't mention it.
Oh my god.
And yeah, I was like, that's also cool, never talking to you again.
Note to anyone out there who doesn't have any kind of social media, that doesn't mean that when someone posts a photo of you on social media that you're like,
that it disappears.
like you don't live in that photo. Like, your face doesn't get blurred because you don't have an account. Okay, like, you're still in the photo.
True that, girl.
And don't act shocked when someone, maybe me, asks you if you have a girlfriend because I've seen you in a photo with her, and then say you don't.
Yeah.
Like, you're tripping. You're crazy.
Agreed.
Yeah, I just, some people really fucking stupid.
I know. Wasn't there a show called Cheaters, but the guy got stabbed?
Oh my god, yeah, where the guy would like pop out and be like, gotcha. Yeah.
Yes. Like, I would love to bring that back, but like have it be like people in their like late 20s and like have it be like our friends or just like people in like our extended friend group and be like, got ya. Like, they're like out at like the Jane Hotel and we're like, found you.
Gotcha, bitch.
I want you guys to know though that if and when you guys get married, well, when you guys get married, when you guys get married and have babies, if your person cheats on you and I catch them, it's gonna be bad.
if anyone was gonna catch anyone that was cheating on me, I would hope it was Greta.
Yeah. I would. It would be crazy.
Yeah.
It would get
Greta
crazy.
Would emotionally destroy them. She wouldn't even have to touch them, but she would emotionally destroy.
Okay, I wouldn't even I would just eye burn.
I have a question. Let's say you are in what you think is a happy relationship. You're in a happy relationship, but you're secretly being cheated on and you don't know. Do you ever want to find out, or would you just remain happy in the dark?
I would want to find out.
It's not in my personality to not want to find out. I'm such a digger.
Yeah.
I'm such like a, what's going on? What are you thinking? What are you doing? Like, I'm such a prober that for me, like, I could never just be like the out of sight, out of mind kind of person.
And for me, it's like, I'm not the type of person that goes from like relationship to relationship. So like, if I've chosen you, like, you're special and like, you should treat me special. Like, I don't have time for that. Like, I would need to know.
Yeah, I agree. I guess I'm very observative, and when I think anything, it plants a seed in my mind, even if it's like not real.
Right.
And so it's like, I'm somebody that has to know. I'm like an anxious person, and without information, my brains get blown out.
I think that we're all like that.
Yeah,
I think that we're all, you know, like, this person did
this.
We're
all not passive people. We're all like, you know, in the know of everything, in control of our lives. Of course, you want to be in control.
But that's when it all gets fucked up, is when you feel like you're losing control, right? Like, for me, that's when, like what I was saying in the very beginning of this show about how, you know, it's like when people just decide to stop talking to you and you're like, wait, but I thought I was in control.
Totally.
You know? And then you're like, not.
But I mean it not in a, like, who's in control of, like, the guy or girl. I mean it more in the sense of, like, you want to be in control in every part. Like, more just understanding of every situation, I guess, in that you're putting your time to, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, so do we want to make a pact here that if we know that our friend is being cheated on, we tell them?
Yes.
I mean, every situation's different.
All right, well,
I'm going to just say yes. And I'm
but I'll tell
gonna,
you guys.
I'm also going to make a stone cold promise right now that I am not going to cheat in my next relationship.
Greta, I have a glass of water and I'm raising it very high to you right now.
Thank you. I see that. I see that. I recognize that.
I'm going to just give you all of my hydration and I'm excited.
All right. Cheers to healthy, happy relationships. Okay. Let's talk about sex, baby.
Ooh, I love sex.
Let's talk sex about talk. You and me.
Sexy, sex. Well, you really know all the lyrics to that song.
She plays it before she has sex.
Sexual seduction.
The Snoop Dogg, the Snoop Dogg auto tune.
Yeah, I love that song.
Love that.
Also, what's that other song? That sex song, was it Marvin Gaye? Sexual healing?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I got sexual healing. Sexual healing, baby, is good for me. All right. So in Sexploration, this is a segment where we are going to delve into our sexual quandaries.
One of my favorite words, quandaries.
Quandaries. So I recently read and saw a piece on Vice Magazine about a fetish called feeding or being a feeder.
Can we?
Jilly is the only one here that does not know what a feeder is.
No. So is it F-E-E-D or F-E-E-T?
F-E-E-D, like feed.
Feed.
Like eat.
F-E-E-D, feeders.
Does this have to do with ass play?
No.
I'm obsessed with the term ass play. I think it's funny, but continue.
So
feeders. All right. I don't know what it is. Tell me more.
Feedism. I'm saying that right?
Yeah.
Feedism is a kink where you either love feeding your sexual partner, like feeding them, and then also like having sex with them, or being on the receiving end of it.
Getting force-fed.
Getting force-fed.
Wait, is there visuals? I need a lot more descriptions.
Yeah, sure. I can pull up a visual for you.
But this also doesn't mean that, people get off in these scenarios not even from having sex. Like, so, the person that's being fucking force-fed just gets off from being force-fed, or the person that's doing the feeding gets off. It's like a sub-dom
situation. So you're telling me that a guy's going to come over with like a Philly cheesesteak and like force me to eat it and I'm supposed to orgasm?
Yeah.
Try like 20 Philly.
That's like my worst fucking nightmare.
Okay, so here. I just Googled it for you, Jilly, and it's also on Exo Jane from an article on September 9th, 2013. And the title is, "It Happened to Me. I Have a Sexual Fetish for Being Fed and Gaining Weight. I love eating very caloric-rich foods, and I practically squeal with glee if I see the numbers on the scale climb. I like being called piggy, requesting to oink, and being accused of being gluttonous and lazy."
Yep. So basically, this is like masochism. Because she's basically having someone say horrible things to her.
But it's the whole like,
no, they don't think that it's horrible things.
But I think it's kind of the way that quote was very...
I mean, being called piggy, like, yes, I guess that in the general sense that's rude, but if you're into that, then
it's a compliment.
Yeah, it's
like a submissive, dominant situation.
Yeah.
Like, if you're in a dungeon and you're a dominatrix, you have people that go in there that want you to just totally destroy them, say the most disgusting things to them, treat them like shit, because that's what they're into.
I know, but I guess it's like, that's very like demeaning.
Yeah, but I think that some people are into that.
Yeah, some people are. I mean, to be real with you, I'm sometimes into demeaning shit being said to me. Not like piggy or anything like that, but sometimes I really like being submissive. Not in that extreme sense.
Yeah, I agree with being submissive, but not necessarily like someone like yelling things at me.
So I guess the thing with like sexual kinks and sexual fantasy is that you have to take judgment out of the equation.
Yeah. I'm not judging.
No, I know. I'm just saying. I think you have to take the idea of something being demeaning or positive off
and
of
just
the
it's
table.
A thing.
Yeah, because no
and
one.
It's just a thing. You're either into it or you're not, and it's a fantasy. And I think that's the whole point, is that it's like not, it's not reflective of like your real life. And like, what if I actually called Greta a piggy? Her feelings would get hurt. But if she liked it when I force fed her pizza, then in that situation it would be a positive thing.
But I think that this particular person from this article in Exo Jane is talking about like how she like loves to eat in her like daily life, but then also during sex. So then it's not necessarily only a sex thing.
I like wearing pigtails in my daily life and also during sex.
All right. I don't know.
I guess what really fascinates me about this particular thing, feedism, is that a lot of these people, a part of like what turns them on is the idea of gaining weight. And to me, it's really hard for me to understand, because like I'm so insecure about my body, and like I just am so frightened of even putting on like 2 pounds that it's difficult for me to comprehend. Like,
well, it's kind of cool.
What I mean. Like, I'm like amazed that somebody can get to that place where they're just free of that worry, and they even go so far as to embrace it.
I guess my thing is more just about like, if I have that much stuff in my mouth, like what if I can't breathe? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I can do that many things at once.
I think it's hard for us to conceptualize because it sounds insane, but at the same time, I'm so interested in people's like weird sex lives and like weird sex in general. And I think that I do agree. It's like, imagine it would feel kind of liberating to be someone that was like, you know what? I want to gain weight and eat fucking cheesecake and get off.
I mean, the thing is like in a light way, you know, I've done the whole like whipped cream thing and like,
you know, I don't even think that's in the same like world, like
whatever. I'm just talking about food and sex, but like I've done that. I've like eaten pasta and then you like start having sex.
What do you mean? Like you've gone out to dinner and then had sex? Is that what you're
saying? All I'm trying to say is like, can you further explain to us what you mean when you said you ate pasta and then you had sex?
Yeah, like, are you talking about like you went for a meal like a normal human and then had sex? Or you were like, you were shoving rigatoni down your throat while being pounded by some dude named like Jacobim?
Definitely not that, but I just mean like, what, you know,
tell us. I honestly wish that it were, I'm praying that in the next,
Jacobi.
Me too. I'm praying that in the next 5 minutes Julie is gonna return to her mic from like suffocating herself right now to being like, you're right guys, it actually was Emilio and Luigi down in the back alley. They were force feeding me cannoli.
No one was force feeding me, but I just mean like, it's like eating some, like eating food off of someone's body can be sexy sometimes, is what I'm trying to say. So this is just an extreme version of that.
So,
and unfortunately, I did not describe that very well.
Did you?
But that was what I was
trying
to say.
Are you like eating spaghetti off your boyfriend's abs? And
no,
being like, baby, this is so good.
No. Not yet.
Are you sure?
I can be real.
Maybe
with you guys.
Soon.
I've never brought food into the bedroom, and
me neither.
I've never like.
No.
Oh.
But here's my thing. I hate being. I hate being sticky. No, I hate getting sticky.
Yeah.
With stuff that's.
But then you just take a shower.
Yeah, I mean, like the idea of like a pepperoni being circled around my nipple literally makes me want to vom.
No, I'm not talking about that, guys.
But wait, hold on. The idea of pepperoni being circled around your nipple, I like that that's where Lo goes. Lo is like, if I were to bring food into the bedroom, it would only be charcuterie and it would be around my nipples. For me, for some reason, I default to like fondue.
Or like. Cheese is not sexy, all right? Like, cheese
like
is
melty
like the
shit.
Least. I'm talking about like dessert. Like, whipped cream, strawberries, like that kind of shit. Like, you never like. Listen, I saw Varsity Blues.
Oh yeah, whipped cream bikini. Baby.
Yeah, so it's like that's where my, you know.
Oh, she did a banana split, didn't she? Also have like a banana in between her legs. Or
I
something?
Don't know. That was probably your dream.
That was not whipped cream on her. That, guys, that was not real whipped cream.
Real
on
whipped.
That
I
lady.
Know. I've done that before, and it's definitely not. It was not real whipped cream.
When I was at summer camp, I had a camp counselor who had a nipple ring, and she told and. It got infected, and she told us that it got infected because she put on a whipped cream bikini for her boyfriend, and the whipped cream infected her nipple ring. How disgusting
is that?
That's
really inappropriate.
I really wanted a nipple ring for like 3 months.
Me too.
Sometimes I still do.
Me too. I just could never imagine getting my nipple pierced. I feel like it would fucking hurt
so bad.
Oh my god,
it would be so painful. I don't even understand.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to feeding. So,
I guess so. This is a new fetish that I have to do more research on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like our listeners to let us know. You can tweet me at Lo Bosworth because we don't have a Twitter account set up yet.
But we will.
But we will on the next episode. But let us know what you think about this. I'm curious. If you're into this, I would like.
If you
love
are one,
to chat.
If you are one, like. Call us or something, email us because
we
want
a lot of questions.
Yeah, get in touch, please.
Especially, I have a lot of questions.
Jilly has a lot.
I've got a lot of questions about feeding.
A lot of
because I just
want to
know like how the breathing is. Really, that's my only concern.
Well, I think that they let
you
chew
could choke.
And swallow.
What if you choke?
You know what?
No.
You should watch the video on Vice because. The girl does a really good job of explaining. They actually show you. They show you her boyfriend feeding her like slice after slice of pizza, and it's like, this pizza.
But doesn't
so
she
want
to throw up?
I mean, the point is that she gets so full, and then they like rest, and then they eat again.
Here's my question, actually. So they're eating, and then she's swallowing, and then she's just So she's just having an orgasm from eating.
No.
Are they having
sex? Who said that you're having an orgasm while you're eating food? I don't think that's a part of it.
Really. I'm thinking that it's like it's an erotic experience.
So they're not actually having sex.
No, not necessarily. I mean, there could be a P and a V and a pizza in your mouth, but like, I think generally it's almost like foreplay. It's like, here, let me feed you this food.
Yeah, I think
it's like a turn on.
I'm not interested in having sex when I'm full.
But some people are.
Get outside. Get outside your own brain, Jilly Hendricks.
True. I'm just trying to like analyze the situation.
Right. I'm kind of down to have sex whenever.
Yeah.
But when I'm like really when I'm really full, I just feel like gassy.
Well, it's interesting because don't you know that like thing where like a lot of time women are like, oh, like, if you know, if she doesn't eat a lot on the date, that means that she wants to sleep with you.
That's because it's such like, which bullshit. Is bullshit.
But what? I just mean,
yeah. I'm like, you take me to a good restaurant, I'm eating.
No, but sorry, I've never heard that before, ever in my life.
I have, but anyways. So I'm wondering if it's like, you know, you're full and that's your satisfaction rather than like,
I think
you're having sex. You know what I mean? Like in a smaller level.
That's 100%.
Like some people would be like, oh, tonight I'm having a pizza and then tomorrow night I'm not eating and having sex with this guy. Like, you know what I mean? So maybe it's just that sort of thing, but combined.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that these things just become really erotic. Yeah. For some, you know, for reasons.
If you know more about this, like I said, get in touch with us on Twitter at Lo Bosworth. Also on our website, ladylovin.com.
Yes, on our website.
Ladylovin.com. All right. So, guys, that's our show for today. We should explain, however, that we got the title of our show from the last segment that we are going to do every single week. This segment is called Lady Lovin', where we raise up and celebrate a woman in our lives who we love and respect and admire.
Lady Lovin'.
So,
this week it's
Amy Schumer.
Tell us why, Jilly.
So Amy Schumer just came out on the cover of Glamour magazine.
She looks super hot.
Looking gorgeous. And she had a great quote, and I will read it to you.
What is it?
It says, I want to make women laugh. I want to make them feel beautiful in their own skin. I want to empower them to use their voice and not apologize. And I want a jet.
Hell yes.
So I think that's pretty dope. I love Amy. I really liked when she also said that that line, I can catch a dick whenever I want.
I feel that. And you know what?
It's a funny line.
I take back what I said about coming off as a terrible person. I'm just a human, and I'm a hot lady that loves a lot of people, and there is nothing wrong with that unless I'm hurting other people, and in which case I will stop doing that.
I think that the great thing about Amy Schumer being so popular right now and her TV show is just kind of teaching women not to apologize.
Yes. And I think it's something that we all, you know, we have so much to do as women in the United States and for all of us that I think it's really important that we have a really strong, confident woman that takes herself not too seriously, but seriously enough that everybody else can take her seriously, if that makes any sense. And I think it's awesome.
It does. Yeah.
I agree with all of you gals. It's nice to have somebody in the media who is able to just be honest and upfront with people and like rep it how it is. And she is fucking hilarious. So three cheers for Amy Schumer.
We love you, Amy.
Woo, woo, woo. And we hope that you guys loved this first show. Definitely tune in to next week's episode. We will chat with you guys then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Peace out, y'all.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.